last night's activity in gold and silver was very much like the old days. The market opened, and in relatively thin hours, about 7 p.m., there was a ridiculous, inefficient slam. And I don't use the word slam like most people use it. When I say slam, I mean someone who had a lot of size to move, who waited for an inopportune moment to move it, almost like they didn't want to get a decent fill. The kind of things you see at Sunday night.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning. Due to technical difficulties, we're giving you a market rundown via a phone and a little bit of audio. 10-year yields are down one at 395. Dollar is 99.08, up 11. S&P 500 is 67.34, down a little less than a handle. The NASDAQ is 25.084, down 24 handles. The VIX is 18.09, steady, up 21 basis points. Gold, $4,028, down $94, a whopping 2%. However, it was an incredibly volatile night for the metals, and we'll talk about those in a second. Silver, $47.70, down 95 cents, almost 2%. Copper, up a penny at $4.91 and change. WTI, $58.79, up 76. Natural gas, down almost 3 cents at $3.35. Bitcoin, not benefiting from gold sell-off, steady at $107.913, down 420. Ethereum, $38.21, down 52. Palladium up 4, there's your bounce, 14.13. Platinum, 15.45, up 15, that's about 1%. Another little bit of a dead cat bounce. Gold, silver, slightly a retracement, trading 84.27, down 39. Soy, 10.25, up 2 cents. Corn, 4.16, unchanged bid. And wheat, 5.11, unchanged offered. Okay, last night's activity in gold and silver was very much like the old days. The market opened, and in relatively thin hours, about 7 p.m., there was a ridiculous, inefficient slam. And I don't use the word slam like most people use it. When I say slam, I mean someone who had a lot of size to move, who waited for an inopportune moment to move it, almost like they didn't want to get a decent fill. The kind of things you see at Sunday night at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. That's all I can say about what it actually was. And then there was a lot of buying. I'm not sure who the buying was, but the buying bought and continued to buy. If you're looking for categories, could it be Chinese physical? Yes, but they don't chase. Could it be Shanghai traders covering shorts and getting long, buying the dip, you know, just as traders or ETF people would do? Yes. Could it be insurance companies that have order flow and we're just waiting for a level? Yes. Who is it most likely? I have no idea. You would have to throw in one other cohort, and that would be the bank traders that are long gamma. Goldman Sachs was long gamma when we started having moves like this before, and they were very good at buying the low and selling the high. But whatever the reason, the market reversed hard and went almost back to unchanged. I'm referring to gold. Silver actually went positive one night after getting drubbed. The reason I say the behavior is reminiscent of the not too long ago past when things would be slammed, well, we contended yesterday in the morning discussion that there is a global war being fought financially. We didn't say it in those terms, but we said the U.S. is pushing back now. I firmly and strongly believe that a switch was hit in the U.S. halls of power that said, wait a minute, we can't have gold this high while Europe is attacking us for our problems with the dollar, while Europeans like Lagarde are saying gold is safer than the dollar, while we have a trade negotiation coming up with China. We just can't have every bullion bank extolling the virtues of gold, while other banks like Deutsche Bank, in that report I sent out this morning, are giving you the actual price that gold would eclipse the dollar in global holdings. That's outrageous behavior. Outrageous. We just can't have that happening. So if you're wondering why they wait so long to do it all at once, well, it's what I said. They don't care about the price of gold so long as it doesn't attract headlines. And they've tolerated some good headlines. Why? Because oil's cheap. Inflation's cheap in that mind, in that mindset. And the U.S. government has a knack for arriving to the party late and being heavy-handed, like they did with copper, like Trump does consistently. That's the nature of being an incumbent. You can afford to react late, and you can afford to react heavy-handed, and people still don't understand what the hell is going on. That's my position, and I firmly believe that. Therefore, during U.S. hours, I would not expect this market to go positive during U.S. hours. I believe the whole switch is flipped again. So if you want to look at it in terms of behavioral, time zone-wise, the U.S. is going to be a seller again, and China is going to be a buyer. But it could be buying dips in China, not buying strength anymore. I could be completely wrong on this in terms of the behavior, but I'm probably not wrong on what's going on. Having seen it before, a switch was hit, and appropriate measures are being taken. All you have to do is go back to the conversation Powell had at the Adam Smith Award. He was given a question, and it was couched as, quote, from the audience, it's a very popular question, so we have to ask it, end quote. Do you want to comment on the price of gold? And Powell said, no, I will not comment on it. No one wanted to own up to answer asking the question, so they gave it from the audience. I'm telling you, man, we are at war. And gold is the tool that's being used, or at least being focused on at this moment, as the currency war, right? So it's a race to the bottom in your currencies, or it's a race to the top in gold. And so China is buying gold to, this is an encapsulation of it. China is buying gold to force the U.S. to debase against gold, right? China is debasing against gold to force the U.S. to debase against gold because of its economic might. It can do that now. Meanwhile, the U.S. is trying to keep currencies in line. We've been letting financially BRICS countries and trade partner countries' currencies off the mat because it's in our best interest as exporters. But I got to be honest with you, as an economist or a pseudo-economist, we ain't selling them anything yet. What are we selling them? We debase our currency. What are we selling them? We don't make anything yet. Sell them oil. We'll sell them gold. We'll sell them silver. We'll sell them more raw copper. So the weak dollar before the manufacturing is built may be good for the trade deficit, may be good for the reduced debt, but it's not good for the economy in general. It's inflation without productivity, essentially. Anyway, rant over. I'm going to attach a slightly edited version of the note that I sent to founders yesterday. The only thing I took out was my personal position, and I'm sharing that with everyone today. So have a good day. That's coming up next. Hey, I'm sure there's some long faces today, or at least internally sad because of the sell-off in gold. And those of you that have been on top of this, when I got that Bollinger Band signal, that was about 8 weeks ago now. I want to put this in perspective for you. I should be more miserable than you guys. Because what did I do? I got out of my gold after 4-5 weeks, and then I trailed very small positions for the next 2 weeks in silver. Silver and gold, basically, is what I had. But I kept rolling over a portion of my silver. Now look at the gold weekly chart. For the most part, I got out after 5 weeks, right? Which was a home run for me. Now look at what happened today. But pull it up on a weekly chart. You're still above the 6th and 7th week's bottoms. Like, this is the definition of the psychology of regret. The way that I use it. Psychology of regret is A person who finds a $20 bill and then loses it in a casino is sadder than a person who never found the $20 bill at all. Okay? So take it to a trading point of view. You find $100 and you lose $50 in a casino. You're sad because you lost $50. But really, you're up $50. Just trying to give you a perspective. What I'm asking you to do now is if you have a position on and you've made money, and you've made, you know, the kind of money that I'm talking about, like after the 5 weeks, you got the next 2 weeks of like serious spiking. Well, how do I say this? It's okay to be upset. Hey, shit, I wish I'd sold up there. That's fine. You can say that, but don't act on that shit. If you find yourself saying the word hope, I hope it goes back up, you're fucking wrong. You're wrong to say that. You're wrong to think it. If you say that, when I say that, let's put it that way. When I say that, I cut my position in half the moment I say it. Now, do I have the presence of mind to do that? No, I had people that worked for me. I'd say, if you ever hear me say the word hope, tell me. Tell me what I told you, what I teach them. So it works both ways. At one time, my wife would do that. I'd say, geez, if the market would only go up this, she'd go, nope, take half your position off. You told me to tell you that. Whenever you say if or hope, that's one side of the regret. The other side is if I had only sold it up there. That's also the same idea. It's just really dangerous shit, man. So look, we're up way more money than we thought we'd be up in this, what, 2 month time frame? I have to be honest with you. That was the most incredible Bollinger Band signal that I've ever gotten. And I'm not, you know, I'm saying it as a bragging point, but I want you guys to know that I rarely get them that good. I've never had one that good in my life. I've had a daily one that good, you know, 8 days of tremendous up moves. But that's 8 weeks of a tremendous up move with never a doubt after the first week. It's a fucking home run, guys. Anyway, if you're looking at your miners, I would say miners are going to get, I mean, I love miners. Don't get me wrong. I love miners. I would say miners are going to get hit unfairly. You know, they're going to get hit unfairly. They should do well. I mean, it's time for like a, what is it? There's a project out there that Newmont financed. I forget the name of the company. Canadian company. They just got fast-tracked, or whatever that's called, Fast 41 for drilling for gold. I mean, the U.S. is really, really going to back these companies, man. You know, and these companies are going to make a shit ton of money because they're going to get money from the government. They're going to get tax breaks from the government. They're going to have extra cash flow for dividends. And as the price of gold goes down, at some point, people are going to say, oh, shit, these are a buy anyway because they're going to up their dividends or whatever they're going to do. I'm just saying, the next leg for me is going to be miners. Now, granted, I had small miners and I missed the upside that you guys had, but you guys have been holding for fucking a decade. You know, congratulations and good for you. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Don't, this is the psychology of regret if you start saying things like I just described. That is the psychology of regret. Just be careful of that. Have a great day. And congratulations. If you're nervous, you take half off. Another way to look at it as a trader is the market's just come off, let's say, 7%. Your portfolio just dropped 7 out of this 50% it made in the last 5 weeks. What do you do? Well, do you buy the dip? And here's the answer, trader to trader. There is no such thing as hold. There's only buy or sell for traders. So when a market drops 7%, are you willing to buy more? No? Then you sell. There is no holding. There's only buying and selling. There's only, this is a good price for me to buy more. That's trading, not investing. Investing has nothing to do with what I just said. So if you're investing, just ignore that altogether. Anyway, talk to you later.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.